All right, everybody, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 Show. Joe, we're going to start out of Georgetown, South Carolina this week.
Really jumped into this, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
Deputy Georgetown. In Georgetown County was forced to use a taser on his own canine on Wednesday afternoon.
Aww.
According to the Georgetown County Sheriff's Office, a deputy responded to the scene of reported burglary around 4 p.m. A cow near the scene distracted the dog, which led to the dog biting the cow. To de-escalate the situation, the deputy then tased his dog. The cow was spooked and struck the deputy and the property owner, resulting in minor injuries. Sheriff's office said that the burglary call proved to be unfounded.
Well, a lot of shit happened there for no reason at all. He tased his dog.
Tased his dog.
That's not right. No, can't he just say down puppy or something? Aren't they well trained?
Yeah, there should be more to the story because, I mean, they have things where they can kind of shock them if they have to. And
so maybe that wasn't completely accurate.
Maybe it was a rogue dog. I don't know.
Right.
Man dies after being attacked by his rooster on a way to a cockfight.
Wait. He died?
Yes. Killed by a cock. That's right, a rooster. Out of New Delhi, India, a man has died in India after a fight with his rooster as the two were on their way to a cockfight. 50-year-old...
He was fighting his cock?
He was on his way to a cockfight.
You said he was fighting his cock and he died. He lost.
He was on his way
his
to a cockfight.
His cock killed him. He was killed by his cock.
Anyway, a 50-year-old...
cock.
Just imagine every letter in the alphabet, and we'll say that's what his name is.
Butterfugo.
He was hit in the neck with a blade tied to the rooster's claw on January 15th.
There was a blade tied to his claw?
Wow.
And he's holding it?
Well, officials say the man was a regular at the local cockfights and was on his way to enter the rooster in a competition when it tried to get away and break free. A police spokesperson told CNN the father of three was taken to the hospital where he later died from a stroke. The subject lived in a village in southern India's Pradesh state. Cockfighting has been illegal in India since 1960, but it continues to cause problems around their country.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm glad he died, asshole.
Wife Confident Husband's Band is too shitty for groupies. Out of Bethesda, Maryland, a local woman named Tabitha Wicksham is not at all worried about her husband sleeping with groupies during his cover band's upcoming tour, citing their mediocre talent and lackluster song choices are sure to turn off even the loosest of two-bit floozies.
There's a confidence booster. Go ahead, honey. Have a great
lucky
time.
Lucky man, he is.
You're never going to get laid.
Well, before my husband Darren left for a so-called tour, he sent me down for a serious chat to explain that although there would be absolutely lots of groupies at these shows clamoring to sleep with him, he would never cheat on me. I couldn't help but laugh. I had tears in my eyes. Deep belly laugh, said the Wicksham. First of all, he's playing two shows at a bar up on I-95. It's not exactly a world tour. I love him to death, but he's not getting laid over his piss-poor covered of Hey Jealousy. Hell, the Gin Blossoms probably can't even get laid from that song anymore.
She sounds hilarious. I think we need her on the show.
Husband Darren Ballard was deeply insulted by his wife's reaction. She just kept saying, "Daw, you're adorable." Exactly like when the kids show us their crappy drawings.
Sounds great.
These are parents of the year here. And FYI, there are lots of girls at our gigs. Some even pay attention to us. It's kind of like our show.
No, it said some pay attention.
There have even been a couple of times when they didn't actively look away from us when we were unloading. So for her to condescendingly say, "Of course, sweetie, you could get so many hot groupies, you big rock star you," was really hurtful.
Can we call her?
Woo! There's a lot of stuff going on there.
I would love to interview her. She would rip us to shreds. We'd be in tears before we left here.
Uncle!
Get her and Darren's church together.
Yeah. Suspected tire shop burglar calls 911 on himself after getting stuck under a pile of tires.
These are great stories.
Out
today.
Of Bardo County, Georgia, police arrested a suspected burglar who they say broke into a Georgia tire shop, then proceeded to get himself stuck inside and had to call 911 for help. Nathaniel King, age 30, faces criminal trespass charges after police say he broke in through the rear door of a Cartersville, Georgia tire shop. As King entered the store, a rack of tires fell on top of him, trapping him inside. Buried under many pounds of rubber, police say the man was in a desperate situation. The business was closed and no one was around, so he called 911. "Help me," he screams on the phone. "I'm in a tire shop. Excuse me. I'm in a tire shop, and I think the tire rack is going to kill me. Sparing no time, a police officer answered the call and found the suspect in his unusual predicament. He observed the suspect underneath the tires yelling for help. The officer was eventually able to make entry into the business and get the tires off of him and get him out. He was then promptly then transported to jail.
Now, if you got a call, well, you can't answer this. If I was a policeman, I got a call like that, I'd sure as hell be taking my time. I may stop at McDonald's and get something from the ice cream machine because, you know, that's going to take a while.
Grandma getaway driver runs over and kills her accomplice in a U-Haul on a high-speed chase.
Ooh.
A Houston grandmother has run over and killed one of her accomplices with a U-Haul truck while acting as the getaway driver in a high-speed chase after a burglary.
Wait a minute. Okay, stop. She's in a U-Haul truck as she was speeding from a getaway from a crime. Okay, got it.
The incident occurred early Tuesday morning when Diwana Buttafuoco, the 54-year-old grandmother of seven, pulled up to a Sonny's Food Mart in northern Houston with three accomplices in the truck. The three men she was driving then jumped out of the U-Haul and broke into the store by using bolt cutters to cut the locks off. While inside the store, surveillance footage shows the suspect stealing beer, T-shirts, and paraphernalia. They also tried to break into the ATM inside with the bolt cutters, but they failed to do so before making off with their loot. An off-duty officer who happened to be at the scene witnessed the burglary and called other officers for help as the high-speed chase started.
High-speed chase!
Well, get this. The chase was 25 miles and lasted 26 minutes. At one point during the chase, one of the suspects jumped out of the moving U-Haul and was arrested by one of the pursuing officers.
who was walking alongside.
However, when the second man tried to do the same thing, he fell off the back of the truck while clinging to the passenger side mirror and ended up being run over by the grandmother. The rest of them are due back in court.
That's great. A Sonny Food Mart? Is that what's of all the things you want to rob? That was great. Boy, you know what? We should make up a story with all of these stories put together.
The best of.
I could combine them all and make a great story.
Well, hey, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, fellas and ladies. You want revenge on your ex? Guess what? You can name a cockroach after him or her at an El Paso zoo, and the zoo will then proceed to feed them to their meerkats on Valentine's Day, live streaming the whole thing for you.
That's disgusting.
Well, we've all referred to our exes as a cockroach, among other names, when they do the dirty. But now an El Paso zoo has upped the ante and will let you name a cockroach after your ex, and they will proceed to fill it to their meerkats. With Valentine's Day shortly around the corner, why not treat yourself to such a satisfying gift? And then they will proceed to air it on the live zoo's webcam for you. All you have to do is message their page on Facebook with your ex's name, then wait patiently for February 14th to watch the cockroach get devoured during the Quit Bugging Me Meerkat event, which will live stream on their Facebook and zoo's website. It's free, and you don't even have to pay for it.
Wow. Wow. Some people just hang on to that hate just a little too long, don't they?
I mean, it's unique.
I guess.
Burglary suspect slips on ice, breaks his leg while taking items from an apartment. Authorities say a burglary suspect has slipped and broke his leg while he and a woman were reportedly taking items from a Lincoln, Nebraska apartment. Authorities say that Lincoln officers responded to the Waterbrook apartments around 1 p.m. last Tuesday. 18-year-old woman told officers she saw two people she knew, a man and a woman, leaving her apartment with her belongings in their hands. The woman reportedly saw the man on the ground holding her stolen TV and yelling that he had slipped and broken his leg.
Aww.
The suspects then got into a truck and left before officers arrived. Later, police got a call from a local hospital that a man had arrived to get treatment for a broken leg.
Right at the hospital two blocks away.
Officers responded and identified that man as the suspect in question. Police said due to extensive injury, the man will remain at the hospital for treatment before being cited. They did not release his name at the time of this report. Female suspect, identified by police as Sherry Gomez, was arrested for burglary. Police say that $2,200 worth of stolen items, including a TV, a cell phone, and a wallet with cash inside, were recovered from their suspect vehicle that was located in the hospital parking lot.
Okay, so I like to put myself in these situations. What would I do? Okay, so I wouldn't do that. But if I robbed somebody and I took this and I fell broke my leg, which is something that would probably happen. I'm going to go to a hospital a couple hours away. If I can take it, I'm not. We're gonna get rid of everything that we stole, and I can't imagine my accomplice is going to hang around the hospital afterward to be arrested. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know why we don't hear about smart crooks? They don't get caught. So that's why we only hear about the dumb ones. You ever run into dumb crooks?
Never.
Just dumb bakers.
Police say a woman arrested in Columbus after mailing drugs to her ex-husband. Out of Columbus, Indiana, a Columbus woman is behind bars after a four-month investigation involving prescription drugs being mailed to a factory. Columbus PD said LaFern K. Gibson, age 58, was arrested in downtown Columbus last Friday as a result of a joint task force investigation. The joint narcotics enforcement team investigators believe that Gibson was mailing prescription medication to her ex-husband at his place of employment in hopes of getting him fired. Please say that.
Oh, so she's setting him up. Okay.
She's up the ante on the whole cockroach thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Police say the packages had no return address, and investigators believe Gibson was upset that her ex-husband had a new girlfriend. The task force said Gibson had reported to detectives that her ex-husband was having drugs sent to him at the Columbus factory where he worked. According to police, the investigators worked with the United States Postal Service to find video of Gibson actually dropping off these packages at the local Columbus post office four separate times. Task force said two of the packages contained Schedule 4 controlled substances. Gibson was taken to the Bartholomew County Jail, where she faces preliminary charges of dealing in narcotics.
So, she could have put it then in a larger envelope and mailed them in a random mailbox and not been on video. Well, once again, you don't catch the smart ones.
Not sure where this arrest took place, but we're going to put this video up here for you guys to check out. This guy can't seem to get out of his own way when he's being taken into custody here. Here we go.
Hey, that shit just stings. My safe word is pineapple juice.
Cross your ankles.
You going to take pictures? SWAT man, what's my safe word?
Bring your ankles up to your butt.
That's how far I go. You think I'm in Pilates? What are you doing? Those are my quarters. You want to put those in your pocket? That is change! You know how long it took me to acquire those? Some of those are limited edition. Well, that's my flash drive. Don't look at it unless you want to see Big D. That's my wallet! You have no... Ooh. And watch your fingers, booty hole man! You're strong. Ooh. Every strong man got a sense inside. You're like doing the weird shit. What's your safe word? You need help? I'll hold my boot for you. You gonna drag me down the highway? Hey, real talk though. In my car, I got snacks.
Stand up.
You said don't stand up.
Stand up.
That looks like an Eddie Murphy skit, doesn't it?
It does.
From, what is it, 48 hours or something. I can see him doing all that stuff.
That's all we got for this week in the news. Stay tuned for This Week in Florida.
Was it Poop Hole Man?
Pineapple juice.
Sasquatch.
All right, everybody. Welcome to This Week in sunny Florida, where cold, stunned iguanas are starting to fall from Florida trees. That's right. Hell just got more hellish. Out of Miami, Florida, the National Weather Service routinely warns people about falling rain, snow, and hail. But temperatures are dropping so low in South Florida right now that forecasters warn residents Tuesday about falling iguanas.
I hate when that happens.
This isn't something we usually forecast, but don't be surprised if you start seeing iguanas falling from trees tonight as low temperatures drop into the 30s and 40s. Brr!
That was pretty good, Lee.
The low temperatures stun the invasive reptiles, but the iguanas won't necessarily die. That means many will take up as temperatures will take back up in the trees as temperatures rise on Wednesday. Iguanas aren't dangerous or aggressive to humans, but they do damage seawalls, sidewalks, landscape foliage, and can dig lengthy tunnels. The males can grow up to at least 5 feet long and weigh nearly 20 pounds.
So they can cause a concussion.
If that fell out of the tree, I would crap myself.
Knock me on my ass.
Female iguanas can lay 80 eggs a year. And South Florida's warm climate is perfect for prehistoric-looking animals. Iguanas are native to Central America, tropical parts of South America, and some Caribbean islands. Iguanas are allowed to be kept in pets as pets in Florida, but they are not protected by any law except anti-cruelty to animals. They've been in South Florida since the early 60s, but their numbers have increased dramatically in recent years. Yikes. Pembroke Pines man attacks ex-girlfriend and her companion at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Out of Pembroke Pines, Florida, Florida man has attacked another man who was waiting in line at a local Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, all because the victim was with his ex-girlfriend. Brandon Chafin, age 29, was arrested Wednesday on a felony charge of burglary with assault or battery. According to Pembroke PD, the victim was waiting in line at the local Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru window when Chafin appeared, reaching in through the window of the Cadillac Escalade and repeatedly started punching the subject. Sitting in the passenger seat was Chafin's ex-girlfriend, who's also the mother of his child, a.k.a.
Baby daddy. Oh, I'm sorry. He was baby daddy.
Chafin also faces a feces.
Well, we're in Florida.
Yeah. Chafin also faces a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest without violence. According to the report, Chafin saw his ex-girlfriend and the victim together at a nearby gas station and then followed them to the donut shop. Chafin was taken to the Memorial Hospital in Miramar to be treated for minor injuries he suffered when the victim fought back. He was treated and then taken to jail. No word if any donuts were harmed during the course of this story.
You know what I'd do if I my window's open and somebody comes in and starts punching me? I'd roll the window up. It doesn't seem that hard, boys and girls. I'd probably leave after his arm was stuck in the window. I'd start driving away. He'd start screaming, pineapple juice.
Man wearing Easter Bunny costume tries to break up a fight in downtown Orlando.
How could you keep fighting if the Easter Bunny's trying to split you up?
Turns out an Easter Bunny in Florida who was hailed as a hero for intervening in a fight between a man and a woman also has a rap sheet.
Oh.
Tampa Bay Times reports Antoine McDonald is wanted in New Jersey. Police in South Brunswick, New Jersey say McDonald and an accomplice were caught on a surveillance camera burglarizing a car back in September. Dover, Delaware PD say McDonald was also arrested there back in 2017 after he and two others were accused of committing two other armed robberies. Bystanders videotaped McDonald in the Easter Bunny suit intervening in a fight Sunday night in the Orlando area by two men punching each other.
It's not Easter. Why was he in an Easter Bunny suit? Because we're in Florida.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the video here. A little load.
Popped on camera, the Easter Bunny in a brawl. It happened in downtown Orlando, Florida, involving someone dressed as the Easter Bunny. The man in the costume said that he was with friends bar hopping when they stopped to break up a fight between a man and a woman. But the video has gone viral now, and that costume man is taking celebrity pictures on the sidewalk where it all happened now.
Oh boy.
He took the head off.
Took the mask off. He's since been captured for his good deeds.
I don't know how they were able to find him.
That's all we got for this week in Florida. Stay tuned for this week in Political Garbage. All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in Political Garbage. We're going to start off with a story, Joe, where an angry father confronted a stunned Elizabeth Warren after a student loan plan. Am I going to get my money back, he says. Elizabeth Warren's campaign should be cringing. With only 11 days to go before the February 3rd Iowa caucuses, videos making a splash on social media showing a man furious over the Massachusetts senator's much-hyped plan to eliminate student debt up to $1.6 trillion around the country.
Said her first day.
Yeah. On her campaign website, Warren makes no bones about her plan to cancel student loan debt on day one of my presidency, a.k.a. fake news.
So this is not going to happen.
But after the confrontation with the voters shown in the video, she should be having second thoughts. The circumstances surrounding the video weren't clear. It was posted last Tuesday. My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money so she doesn't have student debt, the man asked Warren. Am I going to get my money back? Well, of course not, she said. So you're going to pay for people who didn't save some money, and those of us who did the right thing are getting screwed, the father asked. For Warren, there's no way around the point. By vowing to use the powers of the presidency to end student loan debts for those who owe, it's unavoidable that she's not only being unfair to those who pay their debts like responsible, honest adults, but she's also devaluing the sacrifice of those who've moved heaven and earth to avoid going into debt in the first place, either for their own sake or for the sake of their children. It's a classic case of punishing behavior that should be rewarded, if nothing else by leaving Americans free to enjoy the fruits of their own labors. For the Warren campaign, the video presents an image of the candidate enthralled by her own dreams, but being confronted by the reality as lived by every blue-collar working American in the United States. Let's go ahead and load up the video here.
Oh, I've watched this before, and there's part of it, he says something like, my neighbor went on vacations, they got new cars, and...
My daughter's getting out of school, I saved all my money, she doesn't have any student. Am I going to get my money back? So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even that's good.
Well, of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations, I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra, my daughter's worth, she is 10. So you're laughing.
And she goes right back. Look, she's like...
She has no answer for it.
No, but he's absolutely right. So my daughter, April, got accepted to Purdue. She didn't go because we couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So she did Ivy Tech as long as she could, and there's nothing wrong with that. Then she did IUK. She got her degree. She's doing great. But she'd have loved to go to Purdue or IU or something like that. She's accepted to any place she wanted to go, but we couldn't do it.
Right.
So all these people that did go to these large schools and aren't paying back their student loans, which April pays hers back immediately, are going to get away, not have to pay any of it. Yeah. Now, how does that work? Did these banks already pay the schools, so the schools got their money, and it's the people doing the loans, or do the schools not get the
Student loans, I believe, are federal. It's federal money.
Which is our money.
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, this guy had a good point, and she couldn't answer it, you know.
No.
It's a Bernie Sanders concept almost.
She has taken everything that Bernie Sanders has started and then added steroids to it to try to get more people from the left side to jump on board with her. You know what? I haven't come off and said anything bad about the Democrats. But Elizabeth Warren's a bad person. you see that thing with Bernie Sanders where she said, oh, he said a woman can never win president. And, of course, that went viral and everyone's upset about that. Well, she said it was at a meeting that they had where they decided that they would not mudsling and they were going to be a united front to get rid of the evil empire, which is Trump. But yet 3 weeks before the caucus... She says, oh, yeah, he said a woman would never win president. Now, this is the guy who was just defeated by Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, so he knows damn well a woman could be president. So, first of all, she's lying. Not the first time she's lied. And then, second of all, she had a promise. She had a pact with Bernie to not sling mud at each other, and she did. What kind of person is this? They all lie. They all lie. But she can't come out and say, oh, she's better, because she's just as much of a liar and she's just as blatant as Trump is with his lies.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this is...
And she's a man.
Yeah. Some of these, if you watch, even if you're not into politics, just watch even just a little bit of snippets of some of these people. You can see who can think on their feet and who can't. She's one that can't, because she was confronted by Joe Blow Citizen here with a very simple, valid question,
mm-hmm.
and she had no logical response at all.
She was actually very honest.
Yeah.
Am I going to get my money back? Of course not.
But she couldn't explain why. And then, you know, that video we did last week with Pelosi versus Ozzy.
That was a masterpiece, yeah. Mr. Mitchell. That was one. I had nothing to do with that. I wish I could take some credit. I take none. Was so
but
good.
Oh my God, you just want to put your head through a wall listening to that woman speak.
Because she can give a speech. And obviously Pelosi, as much as we like making fun of her, she's obviously an intelligent person, but she does not think well on her feet. When you ask her a question, it staggers her. So there's a big difference between the two.
Law allowing In God We Trust signs in schools passes a local committee. In God We Trust is the national motto. It's written on U.S. money and some Indiana license plates. Should it be posted in schools? The bill to put In God We Trust posters in classrooms is moving forward after being voted 9-2 in the Senate committee. However, there are some who feel it's a sign of Indiana taking a step backwards.
Oh.
There's a line being crossed here, according to Jessica Hartman, who identifies as an atheist. The American Atheist Organization has made it clear it doesn't want this motto posted in schools, Indiana State Director Troy Moss said on non-Christian families and students do not need to be marginalized any more than they already are. Our public schools should be focused on civility, inclusion, and equality. The bill's author, Republican State Senator Denise Cruz, said the sign does not specify any particular God. It's just making a statement that our country trusts in God, which I think is an appropriate thing. Each religion can have their own God. I guess an atheist doesn't have a God. Maybe that's themselves. So they might have some offense at this bill. Hartman, who started the Atheist of Indiana group online, is not only against the posters. She wants the country's motto to go back to its original Latin saying. I believe it is one out of many, she said. For now, In God We Trust is the legal motto, and Senator Cruz says posting it would be patriotic. Originally, the bill said schools would be required to provide the signs, but amendments have since made them optional, and they would have to be purchased by donors. They run about 50 cents to a buck. I think there's 100 or thousands of people who would donate that money to have these posted at the schools.
I would donate.
Since this bill has passed the committee, it's now up to the Senate leaders to decide if it will be debated in front of the full chamber. So because this atheist person who started their social justice campaign on Facebook disagrees with it.
It can't be.
It can't be.
Yeah, bullshit.
Well, first of all, they're an atheist, so.
Why do they care?
Why do they care? So you and I grew up in Catholic homes.
Yes.
Went to a Catholic school.
Yep.
Schools.
I went when we still went in caves, though.
Yeah. And I saw, you know, during my time there, you saw a mixture of nuns as teachers.
Right.
And then civilian teachers as well.
Right.
First of all, those nuns didn't take any crap off of anybody ever.
Oh, no.
They firmly believed in an eye for an eye.
they were a little behind times. They were still in the Old Testament. But you knew it, too.
Yeah.
You didn't talk back. No.
But this kind of reminds me a little bit of, I can't remember what grade I was in, but we had seen a change in the lead priest for the parish. The archdiocese will sometimes pull priests from one church and send them to a different location and mix things up. This happened one year, and we had a new priest.
And he was an atheist?
No, but he, Christmas, obviously, it's typically a magical time for kids when you're growing up. And
kids?
And, well, you know what I mean.
Me too.
But this, we'd have Christmas parties. They'd decorate the school.
Right.
And this priest believed that Santa Claus took away from what the Christmas season was about, and he banned the school from recognizing Santa Claus as Christmas, I guess. It had to be about Jesus.
Oh, I read that one over really well.
And, that was a long, long time ago. I don't remember the total backlash from it. I remember it upset my mom.
Yeah, because he is a symbol of God.
And, yeah.
So it's selfless giving, and which is what Jesus Christ did for us.
So, but when people push their ideas on you, and if you don't agree with it, then to hell with you, right? I mean, we're seeing that all the time about everything.
Mm-hmm.
About everything. The latest example to me is we're kind of getting away from the politics here, but you saw the headlines yesterday where NBA star Kobe Bryant had an untimely death, right?
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't familiar, Kobe Bryant, NBA megastar, he just retired a couple years ago.
Yep.
One of the best to ever play.
Yeah.
And whether you like the guy, you didn't like the guy, you could not deny his ability to play basketball, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be the current generation's version of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, one of the last to come straight out of high school, wasn't he?
Well, I think LeBron might have been the last one to do it.
Yeah, he was right there.
Yeah, he went too far behind Kobe, I don't think. but Kobe was a hell of a basketball player, man. He was whether you liked the Lakers or you hated the Lakers, Kobe was fun to watch.
Right.
He retired a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago. He was very heavily involved in his 13-year-old daughter's basketball career.
Mm-hmm.
You would see, for those of you that maybe even if you just catch highlights on SportsCenter or something like that, they would constantly show Kobe sitting on the sidelines at games. He'd have his daughter there, and you could see him kind of explaining to her what was going on in the court. Very smart basketball player. Not
right.
only was he athletic as hell, he was a very intelligent basketball player.
Right.
So. Unfortunately, Kobe was on a way to, I believe it was a basketball camp that he runs, his organization runs, with his daughter. And many members of this traveling basketball team were on there. So there was mother-daughters, fathers, daughters, families, several families on this helicopter. I haven't heard what caused the crash, but the helicopter went down. There were zero survivors, and Kobe Bryant was on there on that,
right.
that helicopter. Very tragic situation. Very tragic. The reason I'm getting into this, however, is with the ideas of you agree with me or you can go to hell. Naturally, people immediately started getting offended. Well, why are we blowing this up about Kobe Bryant? Why aren't we recognizing the soldiers that have lost their lives? Why are we not recognizing the police officers that have lost their lives?
Or you should recognize all of them.
I agree that they should be recognized. But these people were flat out pissed off and being hateful on social media because of this very tragic event that happened to the Bryant family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're immediately turning it into something negative to spin their own.
And that's just how it is.
Attention.
When somebody's famous and they pass, there's a lot of media about it. That's just how it is.
And I know we've talked about that several times before. You know, this country is obsessed with their celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Can we live without celebrities? Yep, sure can.
Yeah.
But that's what this country...
And
this,
their opinions.
Yeah. But, I mean, this country revolves around celebrities, whether it's sports or music or, you know, entertainment, whatever the case may be. And there's a couple times when I was seeing the stuff, I started to type something into somebody. I thought, you're completely idiot. And then I thought better of it.
Yes, I did the same thing.
But, you know, why do that? You know, even if you didn't like Kobe Bryant, your heart should go out to his family. Your heart should go out to those other families who some families don't even exist now. And I think there was one in particular that was a mom, dad, and a daughter.
Oh.
So, you know, and then, you know, Kobe's family, he's left behind his wife and he's got some other kids too.
I think she was pregnant. I think his wife
was
pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not sure,
I thought I read that, but I don't know that.
But he's got more than one daughter at least that I know of. So, you know, now there's down a sister and down a husband and dad. And it's very sad. And it's sad for all those families that were involved on that. So definitely our hearts go out to all the families that were involved in that. But again, we kind of spun off of that just because that's what I was seeing on social media yesterday. Is,
right.
Of course, there was a lot of people that were sympathetic with that, which
yes,
they should
I
be.
Saw a lot of that.
But there, you know, there's a handful of those out there. Well, screw Kobe Bryant. Why aren't we recognizing this guy and that guy? And
they got shut down pretty quickly.
Yeah. So.
I mean, where you and I stopped ourselves, there's other people that did not stop themselves. But you know, we should recognize the fallen soldiers and the fallen police officers.
Right.
And I do see stuff like that. But they're not as well known. I see a policeman in Georgia that went down. Of course, I feel sorry for the family, but it's not going to get blown up and shared as much as if it's somebody I knew, I guess.
So, well, that's what we got for this week in political garbage. Appreciate everybody tuning in this week, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.
Don't forget pineapple juice. Don't look at that flash drive.
You don't want to see the D.
The big D.
The big D.